This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. On Wednesday, an Israeli assault on Wednesday on Gaza City shuts down medical facilities and kills over two dozen. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Israeli airstrikes early Wednesday have killed 20 Palestinians in central Gaza, including six children and three women, some of them inside a purported safe zone declared by the Israeli military. Hospital authorities say this second straight night of deadly strikes in the central town of Deir al-Balah and nearby refugee camps come as U.S., Egyptian and Qatari mediators, as well as Israeli officials, come together in the Qatari capital Doha for talks trying to push through a long elusive deal for a ceasefire and hostage release. Israel and Hamas had appeared to narrow the gaps in recent days, but obstacles remain. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Israel's Defense Force has critiqued the United Nations for failing to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza. Head of the civilian department at the COGAD, Colonel Elad Goren, spoke from the IDF briefing at Kerem Shalom Crossing.
We urge the UN to increase its logistical capabilities, and that's why just this week 10 empty trucks entered. In total, the UN has brought 26 empty trucks into Gaza. We are almost 9 months from the beginning of the war. 26 trucks. This is all what they brought. Despite all adjustments and that we are making, is that the UN are not doing their job.
Israel is ordering all Palestinians to leave Gaza's largest city on Wednesday as bombardment appears to be escalating throughout the enclave. Newly elected British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is making his maiden appearance on the international stage with a strong signal of support for Ukraine as he attends the NATO summit in Washington. After he and other European leaders met American lawmakers, Starmer held private talks Wednesday with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australia, along with the United States and the United Kingdom, are accusing a state-sponsored Chinese spy agency of cyber espionage. VOA's Phil Mercer reports.
The Australian Signals Directorate, the National Cyber Intelligence Agency, has accused a group called APT-40, meaning Advanced Persistent Threat, of widespread hacking on behalf of a branch of China's Ministry of State Security. The agency said Tuesday that the hackers were trying to plunder information by infiltrating old and forgotten computers that were still connected to sensitive government and business networks, and that the threat was ongoing. It's the first time Australia has directly attributed malicious cyber espionage to a state-sponsored group in China. Phil Mercer, VOA News.
French President Emmanuel Macron says he will give time to the country's political parties to build a Republican majority at the National Assembly before he can decide on a new prime minister after no party won a majority in Sunday's legislative elections. Macron's statement came in a letter published by several French media outlets as political leaders of various parties have been trying to project themselves as the only solution to the current political turmoil after the inconclusive results. Mexican Navy officials running the country's biggest port are increasingly concerned about the rising flow of unregulated, quote, dual-use chemicals used to produce synthetic drugs such as methamphetamine and fentanyl, according to Navy officials told to Reuters. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman has more.
Manzanillo on Mexico's Pacific coast is the country's largest port. It receives almost 60% of the shipping containers that arrive in Mexico daily. And Mexican Navy officials who run the facility are increasingly worried about the flow of unregulated chemicals into the port that could be used to produce synthetic drugs, such as methamphetamine and fentanyl. That's according to four Navy officials who spoke to Reuters on condition of anonymity. One naval officer said large quantities of these dual-use chemicals have been found in clandestine drug labs. Another naval official said many seized substances are imported by companies in the Mexican states of Jalisco and Sinaloa. Those are the home bases of Mexico's two biggest drug trafficking groups, the Sinaloa cartel and its rival, the Jalisco New Generation cartel.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. Two astronauts who should have been back on Earth weeks ago say they're confident that Boeing space capsule can return them safely. NASA test pilots Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams launched aboard Boeing Starliner capsule early last month. Leaks and thruster failures almost derailed their arrival at the International Space Station and has kept them there much longer than planned. In their first news conference from orbit Wednesday, the pair said they expect to return once thruster testing is complete here on Earth. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.